The I didn't realize you liked me that way deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's best Memorial Day sale ever. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchases up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets in stock for immediate delivery. And get a $300 instant gift. Talk to a sleep expert today. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Greetings, my excellent friends.
Do you know when the Mongols ruled China?
In a world of big-budget blockbusters, travel back in time to explore the epic and not-so-epic movies of yesteryear. Join Tim, Chris, Dana, and Spaz on their adventures through Nostalgia Land. This is On Second Watch, a movie nostalgia podcast.
Excellent!
Execute them.
Bogus.
Hello, San Dimas. Hi. Hello, distinguished hosts, listeners, babes. Welcome to another episode of On Second Watch, where we first explore our nostalgia for a specific movie and rewatch it and explore our new experiences. And this episode is a fun one because we're going to be jumping into a phone booth, if we can find it, and get the only history lesson you will ever need and travel to 1989's American science fiction comedy film, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I've been waiting for this for a very long time.
I have not.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You're going to love it, I promise.
It's a good movie, Dana.
This movie was written by Chris Matheson and Ed Solomon and directed by Stephen Herrick. And this is starring Keanu Reeves, our savior, yeah, Alex Winter, and the one and only George Carlin. Now, this movie had a budget of a whopping $6.5 million, and it made over $40.5 million in the box office. It currently sits at a 6.9 on IMDb.
Should be higher.
Well, I think that was on purpose.
69, dude!
Oh, yeah. Yep. My bad.
You know what? Maybe people are intentionally raising the ratings and lowering it, depending on as more people come in, just to keep it at that 6.9. That's perfect.
Yeah, that is perfect. We all know it should be like an 8.5, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised that Dana, of all people, were the ones that was the one to notice that. So,
yeah.
That's my girl.
You're welcome.
Dana. No, Dana. Damn it. You're pissing me off. I should have known it. I should have saw it.
Dana's on it today, so we gotta watch out.
I'm quicker than you guys think.
Did you even know that plays a significance in this movie at all?
No.
Oh, it's a great quote from this movie.
Okay, wait. If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of? 69, dudes!
Well, there you go. You just had a feeling of what kind of movie you're getting yourself into where 69 was a thing, right?
Must have.
Beautiful thing.
Anyway. So this is the first of what is now a trilogy of Bill and Ted films, with the second being Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, which might be one of my favorites. I think I like that one more than this Excellent Adventure. And the singular bright spot of 2020 is Bill and Ted Face the Music, which is premiering in theaters, probably in Europe, not here, and on demand on August 28th. It's shifted a little bit, but August 28th is the date, which is why we're doing this today, because I wanted to touch on Bill and Ted before we jump into Bill and Ted 3. And I'm hoping by the end of this, Dana will be so excited to watch the conclusion of this trilogy that she'll be anxiously awaiting and sitting there and watching it with me.
Woo! You know, we can all hop in the car and drive to Chicago I believe AMC or Imagine or one of those is opening up in Chicago.
Well, I'll see you in 3 days, Dan.
No, you fly to us, then we drive. Come on, Carrie. Oh, okay. Your parents like live, what, an hour away from Chicago?
Yeah.
We got this.
Yeah. Flying sounds like the safest thing to do right now.
It is. Probably one of the safest things to do right now. Everything in an airline's clean. No, I mean, you have an entire aisle to yourself.
Oh, yeah. That recycled air really sounds safe.
Dude, it's not recycled air. Just saying. My cousin's husband's is a pilot, and he gets really upset when you say that.
Oh, I'm really upset. I'm sorry. I just
when he goes into like a 20-minute thing about how it's not recycled air, and it's like, shut up, I don't care.
And now you did it.
Whatever.
That growl. I hope you save that growl forever, because that needs to be saved.
All right, I will save that.
That was like Mike Ilitch level growl.
There you go. Yep.
Oh, don't say that.
Yes,
Mike Ilitch.
No. That, trust me, Tim knows exactly what I'm talking about, and it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, but he coaches for the wrong team. He coaches for the bad guys.
Who?
Wait, who are we talking about?
He's been drinking all day.
Clearly. Do you know who Mike Ilitch is?
Oh, Daniel. Oops.
Don't worry about it.
You're talking to Tim. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I know.
Tim, can you do the growl?
Nah. I'm thinking about the wrong person. Yep. Yeah. Pizza guy.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
I
was going to say, if you think he owns the wrong team, we're in even bigger trouble.
No, I was... I'm being stupid. Leave me alone.
It's okay.
You guys should be used to this by now.
Yes, we love you. Okay, anyways, go ahead, Tim. Sorry.
I thought you said Tom Izzo, my bad.
Oh. Come on, Daniel.
Okay. Let this be known to the entire world. I have never, ever mentioned that man's name, and I probably never will, so...
Well, this also should say how much I'm actually listening to you at the moment.
Aww.
Yeah.
Daniel.
What? What'd I do? What'd I say? What happened?
First game.
What happened?
You are insulting poor Dana. We said we weren't going to rag on Dana.
I never said that. That's one of my joys in life.
It is true.
And also hitting on it every once in a while, but... That's here, no doubt.
Every once in a while, what the hell are you talking about? You hit on her every day.
Yeah, I do.
And now there's audio evidence of it happening on a weekly basis.
That's fine. That's fine. It's okay.
This is true.
I have no problem with this.
That's really the reason why I'm doing this podcast, so I have enough evidence for when I need to file that restraining order.
And I won't listen to it. Obviously, it will get broken every day.
Then I'm within my rights to use my Second Amendment.
Just aim for my head. Make sure it's a clean shot.
Dang.
Whoa.
What happened? This got dark. What happened?
Today, wow, we went from one end of the spectrum to the other really fast.
Man, being fast, really dark.
So this is what happens when Chris is not here. Chris, we need you back. Did I just say that? Ugh. Oh, sorry, guys. That was my bad.
Yeah, I know.
Gross. Can't believe I just said that.
I'm going to go back to Bill and Ted.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Yep. Hey, you know, we have to do this, Tim. This is a weekly thing, too. Getting off track.
It's fine. I recently discovered a way of improving my editing capabilities, so we can go off the rails all we want.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. That probably wasn't good, but...
Hey, we're just talking about shooting people. It's fine.
Well, not people, me. That is okay.
Okay, here we go.
Bill and Ted. What's up? Yep.
So when we set out to do this podcast, we had a list of sequel films that were coming out in 2020 that we planned to review. I made this list back in December. We're like, all right, there's like 8 movies coming out that have sequels. That list got shot to crap.
Yes, it did. Yes,
2020.
We started out right with Bad Boys, okay? So that was our first episode. We're like, okay, Bad Boys for Life is coming out. We can play off that momentum. Let's go. And then everything else said, nope, see ya.
Yep.
Except for Bill and Ted. I think when I put this list together, Bill and Ted was supposed to come out on the 13th or the 21st and got pushed to the 28th. So, I mean, it was still on target. So, you know, which is great.
Yeah.
Not
at
even
least
Cove.
They actually came out with their movie.
Not even Cove can stop Bill and Ted.
Nope.
Excellent.
Which is most excellent for us, guys.
That's right.
Sorry, I haven't seen the movie. I tried my best.
Yeah, you're fine, Dana.
I think everyone can tell by the banter that Chris isn't here today. He decided he had more important things than to explore Bill and Ted, which is bogus. But
nice.
That's fine. See, I'm dropping these puns here, guys. Play along with the theme. Even though Dana kicked us off with the 69 reference.
Good job, Dana.
You're welcome.
Good job.
You're welcome.
So I'm curious. So Dana already mentioned she had not seen this movie, which is absurd, but we're going to fix that. But how about we go around the room, the virtual table, and Spaz and Carrie, if you could share, when was the first time you experienced the glory of Bill and Ted? We'll start with Spaz, because I know you're itching to talk.
Dude, I've been talking a lot already. I don't talk this much, man. I'm getting wore out. So, the first time I saw this movie probably was 95. Trying to do the math and how old I would have been. I'd be 9. So yeah, probably 94, 95. And the first time I watched it, I was like, holy crap, this movie's awesome. It's basically Back to the Future, but with, you know, a telephone booth and two stoners, or I guess they would. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm going to call them stoners because that's how they acted.
Or just Californians.
Well, yeah, I guess that too. And yeah, probably for a week after that, I annoyed my parents by just saying stupid stuff that they would say, up to the point where they saw me watching it again and they yelled at me and they turned it off abruptly. And I was like, guess what? We have a cheater box. I can watch whenever I want. And I did. I probably watched it 20 more times after that, but I had to do it late at night. And yeah, this movie, I'll be honest with you, I can't even remember the last time I saw this movie. It's been so long. I think it was probably in the 90s, the last time I actually saw this movie. But I remember it's awesome, it's great. There's just so many lines that people use to this day from this movie.
Absolutely. What about you, Carrie?
So, as you guys know, my parents are pretty young. So, when this movie came out, I remember my parents were, like, obsessed with it. So, they referenced it constantly. Like, constantly. I saw them pretty young. Like, probably before I could even appreciate any of it, to be honest with you. It must have been, like, right after it came out. I think it was, like, 1989 or something, right? So, yep. It was probably like 90 or 91 at the latest was the first time I saw it. And then I think I used to watch it a lot when we were younger. And then I don't think I've seen it again since, yeah, like Dan said, maybe like the 90s, late 90s, probably.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in myself because this movie was, I can't believe it, man. It's just so good. I mean, George Carlin was really great, did really well with it.
Awesome.
I love George Carlin. I think he's dead, so all right, if he's not, it's my bad.
Oh, he's very dead.
Oh, he is? Okay. That sucks. He was great.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I watched this movie for the first time probably when I was around 6 or 7. My brother and I used to watch this nonstop all the time. And very similar to you, Dan, it basically changed my vocabulary.
Yes.
To the point that it's pretty much defined how I talked as a kid. Between the dudes, the excellence, and I didn't know what 6ix9ine meant when I was a kid. I just thought it was funny.
Yep.
So yep, there's an example of running around saying something you shouldn't say in front of your parents.
Yep.
But plenty of opportunities for that for kids. But yeah, honestly, it was something that I could have swore my brother and I watched at least 100 times. But again, in the 90s, that's when I watched them. You know, Excellent Adventure, Bogus Journey. But I honestly don't think I've watched this since middle school. And I don't know why. I have no reason why I hadn't,
yeah.
Other than probably any time that Dana and I were flipping through the book of DVDs that we had. And even though I have excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey there, she's like, nope, pass.
Boo.
Oh, yeah. Dana, you suck.
This is just what I'm good at, I guess.
Oh, I could take that in so many ways, yep. But I'm not going to.
Oh, wow. That's I didn't. Please delete that out. Okay. Wow.
There may be some text messages coming your way in about 2 seconds.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. I'm going to leave it alone.
We're talking about Starburst, right?
Yeah, man. Oh, suck and swallow.
Oh, no.
You're the worst.
You're welcome.
So, let's move on. Dana, you... Okay, we've established you have not seen this movie and you've had zero desire to see this movie at all.
Yep.
Do you know anything about it? Like the story or what they're doing?
I most definitely do not.
So...
I really, like, as I was explaining to Tim earlier today, I said, the beauty of this podcast is that I have had to watch a lot of movies that I would have never watched otherwise. And I found I've enjoyed majority of them, minus like Asterix. One. Minus like one. But I mean, like, I have no idea what this movie's about. It's probably better that I go off of what you guys have said. And then that way, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, here's the fun part is I'm going to trust Spaz without jumping into spoilers. I want you to share what the plot of this movie is.
Basically, these two... Keanu and Alex Winter, they're in a band called Wild Stallions, and they're trying to get, I can't remember what they're trying to do, but they dude, like I said, it's been so long, but they have a history report or something.
History report,
yeah, okay. And then so they're basically,
are they in high school?
They're in high school, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But so yeah, they George Carlin comes to them in a telephone booth that can travel through time, and they go through time and they pick up some of these great historical figures and they bring them back to basically do the history report for them, I believe.
That is the worst plot summary I've ever
heard. I know, I'm trying to dust, my phone's going so slow, I'm trying to get it on IMDb.
No, are you trying to cheat? No, that's cheating.
I am pretty sure that this will not be the most excellent adventure off of the
of a guy that has no recollection of anything he did yesterday, so I'm pretty terrible at this.
Dana, let me fix this for you. Okay.
No.
Yes. We have Bill and Ted, who are terrible students. All right. They're basically failing.
Picture me.
I caught that off of what Dan said before he said picture me.
I think it's Ted's dad that says if he fails this class.
Oh, he goes to military school. Damn it. In Alaska. There it is.
Yep. So they're trying their hardest to study and cram to get all their stuff ready so, you know, they can pass this test and he doesn't get sent to military school. Rufus.
That's George Carlin. Yes.
George Carlin travels back in time and says that your band is so important in the future, it basically unites humanity and saves mankind. So we need you to pass this history test. So they travel back in time so they can learn, you know, face to face with these historical figures. But they accidentally bring one back. And then they get this crazy idea. It's like, hey, let's just travel throughout time and pick all these dudes up and then bring them all to the future and we'll pass our history test. So that's where the adventure begins.
And this isn't a stoner movie, right?
No, they're not stoners. I don't think they're stoners. I don't think there's any drug references in this movie at all.
No, they just act like stoners.
We're just Californian, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
They may have originally been, you know, planned to be stoners, but Keanu and Alex are just too cool. So, they can't be stoners.
Keanu, maybe. I can see Alex Winter being a stoner.
I didn't say they weren't stoners. I just said they're just the kind of people that are just like too cool. Like they're not like the nerds or the people picked on in school. They're like the cool.
They're in a band called the Wild Stallions. You know they're stoners.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
I love that you didn't remember the plot, but you remembered their band's name.
Because Wild Stallions. How can you not forget? How can you forget that? It's awesome.
So true.
All right. So that's what we're looking at here, Dana.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I decided just to Google a picture of these two, and they're stoners. You're not going to convince me otherwise. That is is not just California. That is stoner.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably like a stoner dream. They're freaking time traveling in a freaking telephone booth.
I mean,
but I don't think there's any.
No, there's not. At all. Not that I remember, so. But I don't remember much, clearly.
It should have been an over-under question. Oh, well.
Too late. Oh. Oh, man, I am going to. Dan, I am going to take your place on over and under this time. So just letting you
know. Nah, man. I guarantee you're probably still going to beat me. Clearly, you're probably going to beat me over my plot abilities of explaining. So there you go.
And I'm coming off of a hot win, and I didn't even talk trash last week. So I'm coming in hot this time.
Ooh. So it would be most excellent if I won over you guys.
Most excellent.
No, it'd be... Yes. It'd make me cry, but whatever.
Dana's going to beat us.
I know.
And it's going to be...
This is what happens.
Really shameful.
This is what happens.
I've never seen this movie, but I'm going to kick your ass and over under. You know, Tim and I were discussing how weird that is.
It's like she's inside my head. I don't know.
Oh,
it's terrifying. It is terrifying.
You do live together.
No. Actually,
this stuff
no.
is closely guarded secret. Anytime Dana's around, I minimize my my little spreadsheet. I don't want her to cheat.
Well, I actually don't want to know, so it's fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, just think about this movie. I remembered it's probably a good thing we're not doing Bogus Journey, because there's a scene where when they're in hell where one of them has a bunny chasing them.
Oh that's my God. Oh, really? I thought it was some
Yeah. It's like a creepy bunny doll.
That's why we should be watching this one. I'm not the only one that should be having freaking nightmares.
We know what you would be seeing.
Oh, God. Yep. Dongs and butt cheeks.
Do you need to explain what happened so everyone knows?
I was...
It's about the ambiguous discussion.
I was just driving to one of a work stop on my birthday, obviously, and some dude was just in a Chili's parking lot changing into a dress right by his car. He, for some reason, he thought he was blocked, but no, he was not. He was not. Now bongs and butt cheeks. Oh God. Oh my God. I hate people.
Just add bunnies in there. Just add bunnies and then it's even worse.
Well, for you, I don't mind bunnies because they're cute, cuddly woodland creatures, but whatever. No. Yes, Dana. Yes, they are.
Happy tree friends.
What?
You know, I'm pretty sure I referred to them.
In your book report?
I think so.
You might have. It was Trix Rabbit. It was the Easter Bunny. It was... Happy Tree Friends.
Oh. The Cadbury Cream Egg Bunny. Cadbury.
But everybody wants to be the Cadbury Bunny. Barf, barf.
No. Wow.
That's the lion.
Oh my God.
What? Did you guys ever see that commercial?
Oh, I did. I know exactly what.
The big ass lion trying to be the cute little bunny.
I think Dan needs to start his own ASMR podcast with his sound effects.
What? Man, you guys are so off of it tonight. Jesus.
We are?
Yeah. What?
I'm just sitting here laughing silently to just not be laughing the whole episode at this point.
Well, it's Bill and Ted. This is fun. Yay.
The most sarcastic yay ever. Bill and Ted.
Oh my God.
What's next one? What?
I'm going to start going through our shout outs.
No, it's not cool. I'm not done yet.
Nope. Please.
Oh. Way to go, Carrie. Hurt my feelings.
They're not.
I know. I don't have feelings.
Nope. You don't.
Stupid feelings. All right. Go ahead, Tim.
I wanted to start out by giving our shout outs to all the amazing sponsors that are part of this giveaway coming up. So this is the last movie review that we're doing before I host our giveaway at the end of August. And I just want to run down this list really quick because they've been great, offering some amazing prizes. So first off, we have Ko-fi, that's giving away a 12-month subscription to their gold membership, which is what we use for collecting donations and commissions and sharing some stuff from our show. It's an awesome program, great platform to be a part of. We have Masami, who's providing full-size bottle of shampoo and conditioner, which is, I think, a $76 value. It's really high-quality stuff, which is amazing. There's Podpage, who we've built our website off of, and they're offering three winners a two-month pro subscription to utilize their site, which is it's a great prize. We have their pro-level subscription as well. Really helps kind of drive traffic and organize all the craziness that's going on with our podcast. Except for Dan. It does not help organize Dan.
Nothing,
I gotta work
nothing
on
will ever help.
I mean, something. The amazing, wonderful Gerald Okamura, who sent over a bunch of stickers and pictures and a signed autograph and a face mask, all about Big Trouble in Little China, which is great. So happy to be giving someone that prize pack. There's also Sticker Mule, who's offering two winners a $50 store credit. I just bought some new stickers, actually, this morning. They're fantastic between stickers and hot sauce. They got it all. It's awesome.
Actually, their coasters are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, they really are. Love those coasters. I'm going to be giving some of those away, too, during this this night. So be on the lookout.
Can I get some?
We'll see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have zero swag.
That means a no. That's a dad. We'll see.
I'll send Carrie some.
Oh, you dick.
Yes.
All right, Spaz, you can have some too.
Yay!
Some really cool stuff. Oh, and then to round it out, we're giving out some sexy on second watch merchandise too. And sorry, ladies, we're not giving out Spaz.
Huh. You're welcome.
Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously. You're welcome.
Oh, man. That's good stuff right there. No me. That's a birthday for everybody. I don't know what that means, so don't worry about it. I don't know what
you mean. Like you said in the last episode, if anybody wants to drop their phone number, Spaz will call them in the middle of the night and leave some lovely,
sweet...
you never know what you're going to get, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It changes. It varies how I feel.
Depends on the beer.
It's always 13% or higher.
But this is your last chance to play over-under to earn the most entries toward the giveaway. This over-under is all about Bill and Ted. So if you're a huge fan, this is your chance to really get some entries into this giveaway. So this is it. You can play the game at oswpodcast.com and just click on the over-under link at the top. Now, a couple more shout-outs I want to give is one of them's to Professor J, who is on Twitter at jhunt006. And he's a host of a podcast called Jeff Needs Help. And he's been saying he's really enjoying our show. Couldn't say enough nice things about us and has been sharing and liking a lot of our comments. So this is a huge shout out to him. He's a big sports and movie buff. And just go check him out. He's got a fun show and he does some interviews. And I highly recommend one of his episodes where he interviews another podcast that I've been talking with a lot and mentioned them a couple times on the show, but that's The Amazing World of Talkin' Shiz, and they left some nostalgia, so we'll hear from them in a little bit. But go check out Professor J on Jeff Needs Help podcast. And another shout out goes to Long Cat Media. You can see them on Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. They are a UK podcast production company, and they specialize in audio fiction. I had a chance to check these guys out. Their production quality is so freaking high, I feel embarrassed. But they have some great audio dramas, and one of them is actually a show they have called The Mockery Manor, which is a mystery thriller fiction set in a theme park in 1980s Britain. Their season finale just aired, so you can go listen and binge their entire show. And they have some amazing stuff for sale, too, on their Ko-fi site. You can even buy, like, the park map. You know, so you can kind of follow along and get a feel for the adventure too. So some really cool stuff. Highly recommend it. It's some great fun and entertaining. You know, I don't normally listen to audio drama, you know, story-based podcasts. I think the only other one I listen to is Mission to Zix. This is a really fun one. Mockery Manor is a great one. So go check it out. Have fun and go to their Ko-fi page. Buy them a coffee or pick up one of those printout maps because it's really cool. And if anyone else wants to get a shout out in a future episode, go to oswpodcast.com/KOFI and you can get your shout out in the next episode. Now for some nostalgia before we share our own. So as I mentioned previously, Talking Shiz had sent over a recording of their thoughts about Excellent Adventure. So here's a brief clip from them.
Hey, this is CJ over at the Amazing World of Talking Shiz. So you guys want to know my opinions about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, fantastic movie. You have Bill S. Preston Esquire, and you have Ted Theodore Logan. And together they make Wild Stallions, a band that they could not even play a single tune. But they have to give their love to the princesses, and their favorite number is 69. It was great to see them just go back in history and to pick these historical figures like Abraham Lincoln, Genghis Khan, Joan of Arc, which is Noah's wife, if anybody didn't know that, and just to have them do this huge history presentation there at San Dimas High School. And then Abraham Lincoln wants to end it with Party On, Dudes, which would be great if he had that in his Gettysburg Address. Great movie, though. It definitely held its weight throughout the time.
Now, so every single time we do a movie review, I hunt out the dedicated group pages for either an actor or for the movie itself on Facebook or Instagram, whatever. And I try to engage with those communities to have them share some feedback. And I started doing this back when we did Jaws. I found some great groups there that had some great things to share. When it came to Bill and Ted, there was one main Bill and Ted group that has a ton of fans in there. And normally when I share a shout out saying, hey, we're trying to get nostalgia, I want everybody to share their responses with us because I'm looking to read some things out loud, I normally just get one word responses or people send stickers or gifts or something that are just pretty useless. I received over 70 responses that were very thought out comments of nostalgia that people have for this movie. So I had to,
wow.
I had to go through this list and find a couple of them that stood out to me to share. And there's so many great ones. It was hard for me to choose, but I just kind of filtered out my favorite and picked two at random. So this just goes to show you that there is a diehard community for Bill and Ted. And so many people are so excited for this film that's coming out here in August. So let me read two of the nostalgia pieces that stuck out to me. One of them was very, very emotional. So I'll share that one first. And this comes from Mary. And she said, I vaguely remembered seeing this in theaters. My dad really liked the movies. And he was the king of dad jokes and thought that calling a wedgie a Melvin was hilarious.
Yes.
Be excellent to each other was truly the way he lived his life. He even used it in his toast at my wedding in 2002. He passed away in March after a 6-year battle with stage 4 lung cancer. And at his funeral, someone told us that one of the rules he had for his young daughter was to always be excellent to each other, and he got that from my dad. A few months after he passed, I got this tattoo, which the artist pieced together from other things he had written. It has been my favorite movie for as long as I can remember, and I know part of the reason is because of my dad. And that, too, was an inscription that said, be excellent to each other on her forearm. So I thought that was just a real piece of nostalgia, something really personal I thought was amazing. And I'm so glad Mary shared it with us. So thank you. I'm sorry for the passing of your dad. I think one of the best things to really come out of this movie was the phrase, be excellent to each other, because honestly, in 2020, we need a little bit more of that.
Yeah, nobody's doing that at all.
And that was the sweetest story. Oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. That got me. That got me really.
So yeah, truly. Thank you, Mary, for sharing that. That was, it's beautiful. And your dad sounded like an awesome guy. The next piece I have from DJ, it said, my best friend and I were 9 when Bill and Ted hit theaters. We loved it as kids because it was goofy and fun. And as we grew up, we drew a lot deeper meaning from the silly movie. Aside from the idea of being excellent to each other, we always liked the idea that all we needed to do was be friends and the adventures would come. Turns out that was true. So Spaz, thanks for going on this adventure with me, even though you hated my guts when we first met.
No, we were friends. And then you got homeschooled, and then you tried to steal my best friend, Chris, when you came back to school. And that's when I hated you for 2 years. But now we're good. Now we're best friends, so we're all good, man. Love you.
Yeah. Jealous, scorned woman. That's exactly what this story leads to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So catty.
Don't try to steal my best friend. Don't piss me off.
Don't steal my wife.
Nah. Well, she doesn't like you that much anyways.
Dan, just come be my best friend.
We are best friends. How dare you?
I mean, come here and be my best friend.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'd shit. I need to get a job, but I'll be out there for sure.
Deal.
All right, I'll start looking. You know, cool. You're digging your own grave, though, Carrie. I will know.
I'm really not.
You know my personality.
Mm-hmm. And yes. I'm still inviting.
All right.
Lay a blanket out and some pillows, and he'll just sleep on the floor next to the dog.
I don't need even that. I'll use the dog as a pillow.
No, the dog
uses paper down. Pillow.
You sleep on the floor.
Oh, that's fine. I got that works. That works. I will be happy to be your dog's bitch. I have no problem with that.
I did promise you when we were younger that I was going to be really wealthy and have a house with a moat, and that you were going to be the moat tender.
Yes.
But I'm afraid that that's probably not going to happen now that we're at our age and I'm still not independently wealthy. So, well, I owe you a moat and a job.
Well, maybe you should hurry up to work on this, Carrie.
I'm working.
Apparently not hard enough. I'm not guarding your animals and your moat.
Dang.
Come on, Carrie.
I told you at one point that you could be our alligator tamer for the moat.
Yeah, I have no problem with this. Let's hurry up and get this shit started.
It's a legit job.
I know it is. And I will do my best not to get eaten by your alligator. No promises.
But we also agreed that we were all going to pitch in money and build a giant house in Michigan. So, Carrie, as you come back to Michigan,
we'll pool
our $5,000 together and...
Can there be a lazy river that runs between the houses? This is key.
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, we're starting to get into psych mode now.
In Michigan, where you can use a lazy river for a month of the year.
This is what Gus and Spencer always talked about having in their houses.
It's true. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I finally watched Lassie come home today. That was really good.
It was.
All right, let's get back to Bill and Ted.
Cool. Thanks for your permission.
You're welcome.
So thanks for everybody for sharing their nostalgia with us. That was great. And I did actually have one more that my brother had actually sent me.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So he said Bill and Ted was also his intro to Keanu, which I think for most of us it was. It didn't mean much at the time, but looking back, it was really cool to see how his career had culminated into the internet's favorite person. And it's special knowing he was a part of our childhood. So at a personal level, that movie is one that will always be a source of quotes and memories that you and I share, since we must have watched it 100 times. And I agree. Like I said, it basically defined our vocabulary, much to our parents' chagrin.
Yep. Yes, it did.
Thankfully, not the haircut.
Oh, man, I wanted that haircut so bad. But I never had long enough hair to get it.
Nope, I was forced to cut it before it got that long. But if anyone else wants to share their nostalgia with us, the best place is on Facebook and Twitter. You can share your nostalgia there or head to oswpodcast.com and you can leave a recording and we'll play it on our next recording. Now it's time for Carrie to defend her honor.
Oh, snap. Who cared?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm so nervous.
Don't worry, Dana's going to win. It's just she a is. Given. It's just a given.
I am not going to win.
Uh-huh.
I almost feel like it's a benefit to not seeing this movie before.
Right.
Do you think so?
Yeah, probably.
Looking at my questions, maybe. It's just going to be a toss-up for pretty much anybody.
Maybe that's my benefit with most of these movies is I haven't seen them.
It could be. Maybe that's how you're winning. Because I think you have the lead right now.
Yeah, I think she's worn up on poor Trey.
Yeah. Chris has really been sucking lately.
I have no problem with that. I enjoy it when he gets terrible at things. Because really and truly, it is a rare thing for him to be not good at something, so.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, I'm saying nice things.
Wow.
I'm going to vomit. I feel the vomit coming up. So let's hurry up before I puke on everything.
I am currently at a 50% win rate because I joined late, obviously. So I'm going to pretend like that's really great and feel good about myself.
It's better than me, Carrie.
Well, okay.
I'm like, yeah.
It's greater than one, Dan.
Hey, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You guys aren't going to let that one down, are you?
Never.
Cool.
Never.
I will be remembered.
It will be on a t-shirt.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, man.
All right. For question number one, and Chris did give me his over-under, so he did participate. So for question number one, how many times do they play air guitar in this movie?
Oh, Jesus.
Is it,
oh, God.
Is it over under 5.5?
Oh, yeah. It's a low number.
It is a low number.
Hmm.
It's a memorable thing that they do, but I'm not quite sure how often they do it. So I threw 5.5 out there thinking it's a decent enough number that
you already know the number though, right? Or no?
This one I don't. Most of my questions I don't know the answer to.
Gotcha. So who's going first?
Let's Dana, you haven't seen this movie. How about you go first?
Okay. I'm gonna go under.
Any reason other than just You just start throwing out answers so we can get through this as fast as possible?
No. I'm going to go under because of other movies we've actually done where sometimes the things only show up in a preview or very minimally. So I'm actually going to go under just for that reason alone.
That's a pretty strategic way about it.
Yeah, I have no other reasoning, so...
Oh, let my brain go back 20 years from when I saw this movie. I'm gonna say over.
Oh God, I'm like right on the fence, but I don't want to agree with Dan because we know that that's basically
that's,
the case.
Yeah, that's no. I understand, Carrie. I'm with you. I wouldn't do it either.
Man, I feel like that was a good number to pick, Tim, because I was kind of wavering around that. But I'm gonna go under.
What did Chris say?
Chris said under. So Spaz is the only one
that went. Oh shit! Did I change my answer?
Nope.
Locked in. All right.
Locked in.
Well, all right. There's one wrong.
There we go. You can rest this next time, Spaz. Okay. So, all right. Question number two. Probably my favorite question. How many times do you hear the word dude in this movie? Oh,
Jesus.
Over under 45.5.
Oh, I hate.
Dude. That is a lot of times to say dude.
It's like every damn sentence almost.
Do you know the number or no?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, that's going to be an interesting tally otherwise.
I do, dude.
Huh. Does that count?
Dude.
I'm not in the movie.
Well, I don't know. You are a Kiana lookalike.
Total doppelganger.
Yes.
Bogus.
All right.
That's most excellent.
Are we still sticking with Dana going first? Or?
Carrie can go first this time.
Opposite order. I'm going to go under.
Under 45.5.
Just to be... Okay. What did Chris say?
Oh, Chris said over.
All right, I was gonna say.
Well.
I'm gonna go over as well then.
Just because Chris said it?
No, I was thinking over anyways because I believe it's like in literally every freaking line almost, or it felt like it from what I remember.
No, I'm curious. Do they say dude more in this movie than they do in Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, dude, I don't know about that.
I was going to just say that.
I think maybe a little bit more in Dude, Where's My Car?
That's a toss-up.
Because it's literally that one scene where they're looking at the tattoos. I think they say it like 30 times right there.
Dude and sweet over and over. Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah. Dude, what does mine say? Sweet. Dude, what does mine say? Dude. Ah. All right. Sorry.
All right, Dana.
So again, I'm going to answer strategically. So I'm going to say over.
Man, I'm on an island.
Yes, you are. I was on the island on the first one. So
that's so many times.
So it's a lot of dudes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
A lot of dudes.
A lot of dudes.
See, right. The reason why I'm going to go with this one. See, you guys are going to start to learn my thought process and then figure out things. I think about all the body counts you've had for every single movie, and I'm just going to use that as the way I'm answering this.
Why? Because normally my body counts are always under what they actually are?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're starting to try to pick my brain apart here. I don't like
that. Yes, I am.
So, guess what? Brick-a-brick-a-brick-a. Remix.
I just messed up Tim's entire way of doing this.
Changing things up here. I don't like that. Don't use your psychology on me, Freud.
Who's also in this movie.
Speaking of Freud, question three. So, Dana, you know, we kind of give you the rundown that they go in past and they pick up historical figures and bring them into the present. So okay. My question is, how many historical figures do they take from the past to help them with their final presentation? And is it more or less than 7.5?
Oh, God. Right at the edge.
You're killing me, Tim.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under.
Is there a reason that you want to go first?
I was just... No, I have my reason that I answered that, but I'll wait till after everybody else has answered.
Oh, Spaz?
T, I'm ripping apart your game this time.
Hold on a second. I gotta try to count this out.
Better not be looking online.
I'm counting. I know I've got 5 for sure.
Oh, God. I'm going to say over.
Right. You're really killing me, Tim, because I was like, I think it's 7 or 8. And then, of course, you say 7.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I definitely feel like I know of at least 6, and I feel like I'm probably missing.
See, I'm with you, Carrie.
I'm going to go under because I think it's 7.
Spaz is again on an island because Chris said under.
Can I give my reasoning?
No.
Sure.
Now that we've all answered. You. No, you guys all stressed that they're high school students, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, if I'm correct, which I don't know if I am, but if I am, there's not that many subjects in a day normally, so I just assume that they couldn't bring back that many figures.
I thought someone was going to do the math. How many bodies can you fit in one phone booth at a time?
Are we locked in, Tim? Because now I'm thinking it's 8.
I'll put it up to a vote. If everybody, are we locked in or not?
I don't know. I'm okay with you doing whatever you want to do. So.
That's true. All right. That's true.
I can be locked in, but just for the record, I'm pretty sure it's 8.
But I'm going to be nice. If she wants to change, she can.
You know, it is Carrie's birthday.
It is, so let her change. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what? I think because it's your birthday, we should do that.
Happy birthday, Tuts.
Thanks, Pam.
So, sorry, is she changing or?
I am changing to 8, so over.
Over, okay.
It's not so lonely over here anymore. Thanks, Carrie.
I got your back. I'm
still trying to count this out, I'm pretty sure. I don't know, man. It's going to be, it's freaking close.
Of course it's close.
I hate you, Tim. I couldn't, you said like 9 or something like that.
No, because I know the answer, so I had to do.
I know you know the answer.
So it's either 7 or 8. All right. Question number 4. How many times do we hear the word excellent?
Oh, God.
That was my best Keanu impression I could do. Sorry. Carrie, you can go first.
Well, what's the number?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that helps. 30.5.
Oh, fuck. All right. So.
Me first?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go over on this one.
Over, excellent. Dana?
Go over.
So, Spaz, Chris said over as well, just so you know.
I'm going to say under.
There you go. My favorite contrarian. You go.
All right. So, my next question is, how many times does Bill and Ted say something at the exact same time? Because in the movie they'll say, you know, excellent together or whatever.
Yeah. So
is it more or less than 6.5?
Aren't you a little prostitute?
And Chris said under. Spaz.
Chris,
you.
Chris said under, you said?
He did.
6.5. That's I'll go under.
Alright. Dana.
I'm gonna go over.
And girls sticking together, I'm also taking over.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Team 2. Okay. Or would that be dudette?
dudette.
It would be dudette.
All right, last question. So this will be an interesting one. I feel like there's going to be some arguments about this.
Oh, no. Well, Chris isn't here, so...
Right?
Yeah.
I totally expected when I sent him these questions that he'd be like, you know what? I have a problem with this question. Can we, like... Oh, wait, hold on. Let me talk with Kim. So I have a problem with this question. how many trips did they take in the phone booth?
How many trips did they take in the phone booth?
Yes. And I have 13.5. I tried to run this through my head on how many trips... that they actually take together, and I was struggling, so we'll see. 13.5 is my number. Chris said under. Carrie?
I think it's... Oh, man, how tough. I'm gonna go over.
Dana?
I'm going to go over because there has to be a return trip somehow.
Right, I'm trying to remember if they showed them.
Yeah, that's what I'm... shoot. I'm going to go... I'll go under two with Chris.
So the Battle of the Sexes. Pretty much the whole
thing. It is gonna kind of be that way, I think.
I am nervous because I think this is going to be a four-way tie. I mean, I don't know the answer to half of these, but I still... There's enough diversity in some of these questions that I'm like, well, we'll see.
It is appropriate.
So this is going to be so fun.
It is so appropriate that we'd make history with that and have to do it on a movie about history, though.
Yes.
But, excellent.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, everything I ever learned about history, I learned from this movie.
Right.
A especially lot of it, yes.
The Gettysburg Address. I now know that. And honestly, I cannot wait because the next time we go to Milford Memories and I see... guy that cosplays as Abraham Lincoln always macking on the lady.
Yes!
I'm going to ask him to do this quote.
Yes!
More like Babraham Lincoln.
It's the wrong movie.
But it fits perfectly.
It does. I love it.
All right, so that's our over-under game. We'll see how that shakes out. It's going to be interesting because I got a lot to keep track of. I know the least in this movie compared to any other movie we've done so far. So I'm going to have my computer open and note-taking going.
Good stuff. I'll watch the movie 2 hours before we do it, maybe an hour and a half, and forget everything I just watched. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And I expect nothing less from you.
Yeah.
Procrastinating just like Bill and Ted do.
That's right, man. That's what I do. That's what I always do.
Okay, the lady in that car over there said that Marco Polo was in the year 1275. So it's not just a water sport. I knew it.
All right. So with that, it takes us straight into our nostalgia score. And Chris did share with us his thoughts on that, too. He said that this, to him, was a 5.5 because he really doesn't remember this movie at all. He has bits and pieces that he can recall, doesn't really remember if he liked it or not, but it kind of hovered around a 5.5, Chris's scale of a 5.5. So it's kind of, it's in the middle, not a Carrie's enthusiastic 5.5.
Don't hate me.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just saying this is a 5.5 to Chris is like a, where Carrie's is like a, yeah, that's all right. It's just a little different.
Yeah, it happened. It's
you were so far off. It's unreal.
I know. Again, that's trying, what Tom. I do.
You get points for trying, but.
So, Dana, I think you kind of get an idea what this is all going to be about. So why don't you share with us, what do you think, based on what you've heard and what you know, this movie is going to be in the end? And just a reminder, Big Trouble Little China, you said was a 4.
Okay, well, let's just go with 4.
Oh,
that, remember, that was a pressured 4.
Oh, Dana.
No. I want to be happily surprised by this movie. Trust me. I have avoided it my entire life.
Which makes no sense to me, because I picture this one being like kind of up your alley. I don't know.
Well, I hope it is. So let's just say a nostalgia score is off that. But my first watch score should be higher.
I'm so proud of the scores being spread out now. I feel like I've been a good influence.
You have, and you don't pressure me to put things in a certain way like some other people.
Never.
Who does that, Dana? You and your 4. It's not even an enthusiastic 4.
It's a cautious 4.
It's a very cautious 4, okay? We'll leave it at that.
Get out of here with your cautious nature.
Okay. It's who I
have been dying to get Dana to watch Bill and Ted forever. I have been asking her since high school to watch this movie with me, and it's just never happened. So
let it be known that this was the movie I told Tim I was going to sit out for, but because Chris decided to sit out, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to watch it anyways.
So thank you, Chris.
Now, why would you sit out for this movie?
I'm not a big Keanu fan.
Yeah,
it's not that I don't like him. I just like a break.
He hasn't done a movie in like a year and a half, man. And I was coming out with two movies next year.
But you forgot. You forgot, though.
I know you're married to Keanu. I know.
So forgive me for saying you kind of wanted a break.
Yeah, but Tim's not as nice as the real Keanu.
Hey. I don't know, Tim's pretty nice. He puts up with your crap, Dan.
We're like 2 hours a week. It's not a saint.
I don't know.
Keanu's an actual saint. I would put him in sainthood.
Tim chauffeured Dana around after we went to the bar, and I fell asleep with Taco Bell in my lap. And there's nothing that could be more nice than Tim at that moment, because that was pretty pathetic.
I mean, like, and that was after ice cubes being thrown around everywhere. So let's just say Tim had a lot that day.
Yep.
Oh, that was Chicago.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Wait, you guys all went to Chicago without me? What the fuck?
No. No. No, we didn't all go to Chicago without you.
How dare you? Did so.
We did not do this. No.
Did so. I hate you. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I'm also the same guy that drove 45 minutes to bring somebody 5 pounds of frickin' Twizzlers.
That's true.
You didn't have to.
Exactly. Because I'm a nice guy.
I used to be a nice guy. Ish? No? Okay.
Oh, Daniel.
I thought I did.
Oh. All right. So Dana's a 4. It's a cautious 4. I'll be soul crushed if it's not better. But I'll also be I'll be soul crushed if I watch this movie and I don't like it as much. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So Spaz, where are you at?
I'm giving it 7.5.
Wow. All
right. That is one of your highest ratings, right behind Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Sounds good. It fits perfectly. And I'm with you, Tim. Hopefully I don't rewatch this and just hate it. I hope.
See, I have a hard time believing that I'll rewatch it and not like it, because it's just a sweet.
Yes, it is.
An excellent movie, if I dare.
It's most excellent.
So, Carrie. Let's see where your thoughts lie.
Man, I loved this movie when we were younger. So, like, nostalgia-wise, it's definitely a good score for me. Again, an enthusiastic score for me. But I'm so scared of being disappointed now that I'm an adult. But, I think I'm going to go 6.5.
I had my finger on the 6 because I knew that was coming.
Yep, I was debating.
There truly are strange things happening at the Circle K. Unbelievable.
Right? You sure you don't want to raise it to a 6.9?
You know, am I allowed to do that? Or are
yes,
we only
yes,
allowed
you can. To? Oh, you totally can.
Oh, yeah. I will go to a 6.9 for sure.
Okay. I mean, my brain's going to hate it.
you know, all I'm going to say is that if Chris were here, he would be calling you out right now.
I know he would. 100%. So too bad, Chris.
All right, 6.9. So I'm going to come in hot, guys. Like I said, this movie pretty much defined my childhood, changed my way of talking, changed the way that I paid attention in school. It was one of, if not the movie I watched the most as a child. So if I'm going strictly off of nostalgia, the things that truly hit me hard as a kid watching this movie. So, you know, I rated The Matrix really high from a nostalgia standpoint. I think, yeah, Matrix, I said 9.5 because me as a teen, that kind of defined me and where my head was when I was, you know, 14 or whatever when I watched this movie. Again, a Keanu movie that defined me as a 7, 8, 9-year-old watching this movie, understanding probably half the jokes. It was something that probably is up there as one of my favorite movies as a kid that I watched on repeat. So I'm coming in hot, 9.5. It is a movie that I have a ton of nostalgia for. So I am terrified to watch this movie again because The Matrix hurt me so hard.
Well, at least you weren't like Chris and watched the next two.
I'm so glad I wasn't here for that, because it would have just broken my heart so much.
So, yeah, I mean, The Matrix hurt me. Con Air, that killed me.
Oh, but, that one hurt too.
I still haven't recovered from Con Air. But going back to movies, this was the movie as a child for me. So I'm flying high in nostalgia territory at a 9.5. So that's what got me a little scared to watch this again, because it's been since the 90s since I've seen it, but it still has a place in my heart. So I thought, since this is another one of those examples where nostalgia is running pretty high on what this movie means to us, let's take a step back and think, you know, if we rewatch this again, how high of a risk do you think it's going to be for your score to drop when we rewatch this film?
I'm terrified.
Yep. I don't think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to stand up, but that's me just on hope and a prayer, man.
Well, Chris isn't here, so we're all optimists, so that's a plus. Yes. But yes. We are adults now, so I feel like we can also appreciate a lot of the jokes more.
Oh, yeah.
So, silver lining.
Yeah, so my risk factor, I think it's still, I think there's a risk, but I think it's low. I'm still afraid, but I think it's low because, again, this is to me, it's like one of those snapshots in time. This is 89, so right on that cusp of the 90s. The language, the humor, George Carlin's in it. I mean, for a little bit, but he's still George Carlin.
Yep.
I really think it's going to hold up really well. So my big thing is I'm hoping Dana can enjoy this film for what it is.
I hope so.
Me too.
You will.
Because she might not come back.
Okay, just for the record, if I don't come back the next episode, everybody knows why.
Yeah, me and Tim killed you.
Wow. Oh my God.
Oh, is that not what we were going for?
No.
Oh, you're just going to kick her off the podcast. Okay, sorry. We're not going to do that, Dana. We love
you. My God, Daniel.
What?
Wow.
What? What happened?
That is not most excellent, Dan.
I thought it was a perfect 69er. What?
There's the Dan we know and love, right?
Yeah. I had to change. I had to throw another quote in there, man. Come on. I got this. Things are afoot at the Special K, Circle K, whatever you want to call it.
Special K.
Sorry, I got cereal on my mind.
Cereal or a drug reference? But either way, it's one or the other.
Both. I love the cereal. And the drugs I haven't tried yet.
You're not taking veterinary grade tranquilizers, Dan?
No, not yet. Working my way up to that.
It's probably for the best.
That was so matter.
Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I don't know, man. My brain's blanked out now. After you want to kill my wife. I'm not really
no
sure
one wants her. To murder your wife. We like her very much ish.
Dang.
What happened? Why do we
I am not it? Feeling the love right now. I am not feeling the love.
Girl, you know this.
That voice.
Right. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
I feel like I voluntarily like just crossed my legs right now just hearing that voice. It's too much. Too much. Oh God.
What happened?
Oh my God.
Now that we're all uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be uncomfortable about.
All right, baby. All right.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, man. So with our five scores, that brings us to an average of 6.7, which is just 0.2 under IMDb. So we're almost at that 6.9, guys. Come on. We can do better than that. Okay. Dana.
All right. So what would get us up to?
Do not blame me. Tim, but I was the one that caught the joke.
Tim, I'm going to move it up to 8.5. Would that get us to a 6.9?
No. No.
7.9?
Dan is marketing for a 69 right now, just to be clear.
Yes.
What do I got to do? Oh, boy. So there we have it. 6.7 going into our nostalgia. So let's. I'm looking forward to watching this. It always runs that risk of exploring your nostalgia, but hey, I think this is worth it. And I really want to watch this film and get all pumped, and I'm going to go watch Bogus Journey 2, and maybe Dana will join me for that one, but even though I said there's a bunny now, so I know for a fact she won't.
Nope. No, you said bunny. I'm done.
But Death, he's the best character. Yes, he's one of the best characters I've ever made.
See, you would love Death, Dana.
Bunnies. I probably
close
would.
Close your eyes. I would, love of God.
I'll warn you when the bunny scene is here so you can turn away or close or whatever, and then you can go back to watching Death play Battleship and Twister. Anyway.
Death is basically Dana. That's why she would
Wow.
But that Death is a compliment. The best character of the movie.
Okay, I hope so. Okay, Jesus. I hope so.
Come on, Dana.
And
we're still friends then.
And Chris and Spaz are Station.
We are. Wait, what?
Station.
I don't remember.
You don't remember Station?
No.
Station and Station?
No.
They, okay.
Dude,
go watch it.
I barely remember the movie we're talking about now.
Well, thanks for your input.
You're welcome.
Let's call this.
Yeah, you got hour and 43 minutes of editing that we do.
Enough. All right. So thanks for listening to On Second Watch. Make sure to I can't even talk anymore.
You're welcome.
Make sure to subscribe to us. Follow us on oswpodcast.com. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter to interact. Share your nostalgia. Play our over-under game. Check out our giveaway that's happening on August 31st. I'm excited to give some stuff away, and everybody's welcome to join in on the fun, and might have some surprises along the way. And share your phone number to Spaz. He loved to call you at 3 o'clock. I guess I can't promise this. He's not going to bargain for a 6.9 from anybody on the phone. But if you want an interesting phone call, just drop it at 9secondwalk@outlook.com. And you'll regret it.
Oh, God, will you regret it.
Well, thanks for listening. Go check out Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. We'll come back in a little while and share our rewatch results.
Excellent.
Excellent indeed.
So crazy.
Dude. Dudes, this is Genghis Khan. Whoa.
Party on, dudes.
Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes!
Good one, dude. God, I don't know.